Okay, today is Daf Dalet. In Maseches Megillah, we are the last two words on Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rav Shua ben Levi. Rav Shua ben Levi is almost every mimer that we've had so far in Maseches Megillah has been Rav Shua ben Levi. We're going to add on a few more today. Today we're going to be a couple of famous ones, but that he plays a major role, at least here in the beginning of Maseches Megillah. Amar Rav Shua ben Levi, Dalet Amud Aleph. Lud v'ono v'geach harashim mukafas choma mios Yeshua ben Nun have. Shimon Levi tells us that these cities were mukaf choma from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun. Why would we have thought otherwise? So Rashi explains that because the walls on these cities appeared to be new, therefore we might have thought that they were not mukaf choma from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, and therefore Shimon Levi tells us, no, you should know that they were mukaf choma. Vahani, yes, the Gemara, 1 second, Yeshua ben Nun, Yeshua built them, and it was from his time. Vaha el fa'al ben Nun. It was built later. Dechziv ubnei Elfael Aver umisham b'shamer hubana es ono ve'eslot ubroseha. So Pasuk in Divrei Yamim says that Elfael built these cities. So this is the Gemara back with Taimech, but if you're asking me a question about building and you think Elfael built them, Asa banini, I'll give you another person. Asa built them later. Dechziv ayiven arei mitzura b'Yehuda, as it says on the side. So who built them? Yeshua, Elfael, or Asa? So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hani mukafas choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun havi. Really, Yeshua built them. That was the original, and they had walls from then. Charav may Pilegesh Begiva, but then during Pilegesh Begiva, the story at the end of Sefer Shoftim, which we already had a little bit alluded to in the end of Masechet Tainis, where the Shevet Binyamin was almost decimated by the rest of Klal Yisrael because of the events that took place there, and they destroyed a lot of the cities of Binyamin. So in that time, these cities were, the walls were broken down. Va'asa el-fa'el ba'ninhi. And then Alfal came and built it up again. Hadar Inpol, then it fell down again. Asa Shapsinu. And then Asa came finally and fixed him up. And therefore, that's how all the psukim fit in. Dekanami Dechsiv, and I'll prove it to you as it says, Bayomali Yehuda, Nimnes Harim Ha'ela, Nechlau, Da'arim Havi Me'ikara, Shvamina. Let's build these cities, which is mashma, they were cities already, and we're just fixing them up. Period. So that's how all the psukim work. But really, it was from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. Okay. Period. V'yamar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Noshim Chayavos b'mikra Megillah, Sha'af hein hayu boso hanes. Women are obligated to read the Megillah because they were in the miracle as well of Purim. Right, one of the three times in Shas where Af hein boso hanes appears, Mikra Megillah, and Dalet Kosos, and Neiros Chanukah, the three places in Shas, at least, where it uses that principle of Af hein hayu boso hanes. Two important discussions to have on this line. Number one is Tosfos Dibur Maskil Nashim. Tosfos says, fine, women are obligated to Mikra Megillah. So does that mean they have an equal chiv as men, and therefore they can be motzi men? Is it exactly equal? Mikan mashma, says Tosfos, shahanashim motziyos es achei midei chavasan. It's mashma from here that women are can be motzi men. They're chova. Midalok amar lishmo mikra megillah. It says chayavus mikra megillah. It doesn't say chayavus lishmo megillah, to hear the megillah. It's why Tosfos is saying this, because of the day he's going to quote in a couple of lines. But Tosfos, it sounds like from here that women have the same obligation as men. V'achanami mashma be'erichin, and this is mashma be'erichin also daf gimel. To ka'amar hakol k'shirim lekros ha'megillah. Everybody is kosher to read the megillah. U'matzik hakol shem lasuyei ma'ayu m'shani lasuyei nashim. Mashma lahotzi afilu anashim. Tosfos says it's mashma from the language of the Gemara here and in Maseches Erechin that women are obligated to read the Megillah just as men. Vikasha, but then he says there's a question from a Tosefta though, because in a Tosefta it seems to say that women might not have the same obligation as men. And how do you put together the Tosefta with the Gemara? And he continues a couple of lines down. V'chein pasku ha'halachos gedolos, the famous shita of the Bahag that women cannot be motzi a man. The isha motzi a mina avalo anashim, that women can be motzi women, but it cannot be motzi men. Why? Because as the Bahag has explained, women have a mitzvah of hearing the Megillah, but not reading the Megillah. That is the shita of the Bahag against the language, the pashas language of our Gemara, and therefore they would not be able to be motzi men. So that's a machlokas rishonim. The Lundis that is behind this says the Briska Rav, the Griz writes in Erechin, and that is when we say no, that a woman, let's say it starts off conceptually, a woman is pater because it's a mitzvah, let's say she's mangrama, so therefore she's pater. Once Chazal came up with this principle of Afin Hoy Ba'oso Anes, what did they do? Lundus. Did they now say that the patur of mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama doesn't apply, and therefore now women are back to equal to men? They're back to the Mikra Megillah. So it used to be, again, we're talking all in the Drabbanan world here. Talking about all on the Drabbanan level. But are there two steps? Meaning step one, women are two, step one, three steps. Step one, there is an obligation of Mikra Megillah. Step two, women are putter from that obligation. Step three, take away step two. Remove step two, remove the patur, the exemption of women, and therefore women are now back to obligated. If that's the case, that's the first day of Tosfos, that women are obligated in reading the Megillah, just like men. Or do you say, says the Briska Rav, no, that's not how it works. Really, that was, even appears to be Tom Zelekab, who patur the Mizan Seishas Man Grama, that's what Chazal said, there's no patur here. Oh, who dechiyev miyuchad lenashim v'tam zet afinoy boso anes. Or do you say, no, it's a new chiyev. The patur exists, but Chazal came up with a new chiyev called afinoy boso anes. If it's the latter, so then there can be distinctions between the obligation of men and the obligation of women. Afinoy doesn't just mean we throw them back into the regular chiyev, but it means that there is something new here. Nafkamina says the Griz, by avadim. What about Neve Kenani? Does Neve Kenani have to read the Megillah? Again, if you say there's no patur of Zman Grama here, then Neve Kenani is now obligated, because they have just taken away the patur of Zman Grama. But if you say it's a new Chiyiv Miyuchad that came on women, so it could be that Avadim would be excluded. Right? This is mentioned by the Beis Yosef, that's not the Mina. But the Gris says it will be totally on these two ideas. Yeah. Would Afin Abos Anesis apply to an Evan? But you might say that once Afin Hayu takes away the Patur Zman Grama, then the ramifications apply to an Evan as well. Even if the reason to apply Afin Hayu might not apply, which we'll get to in the next Tosfos, but you still might be able to use that once the Patur does not exist. That is Machlok as we've shown. Why would you say, why should women be different? Why should Afin Hayu not include them back? Meaning, why should you say approach two if the Gris not approach one? So there's a line in the Turei Evan. The Turei Evan writes here. Here he quotes, "Mikom Makom Kashuli." He says, "Kivin Dafin Ayi Boso Anes Domo Lagamri Lanashim." Why should there be any difference? Therefore, he cannot accept that women have a different obligation, like Shmia. In our Tosfos, you don't see those words. You just say that Isha Motzi Amina Avalo Anashim. He doesn't say Beferish that women are obligated in Shmia. He alludes to it at the last line. But says the Turei Evan, he does not agree with that shot of the Bahag. He says that everybody agrees that even women have an obligation to read the Megillah. And still there's a difference. And still there's a difference between men and women. V'afilu haki ena motzi yez anashim. Still they can't be motzi men. Why? The taima demil sanir ali, mishum deva dehainu taima. Sha'afi no yibo usu anis bin ha-Torah lo mahani l'chayiv nashim. Why? Because, skipping a line, v'kivan shekein yishlomar kivan de'ester namr l'kuli ala bruach ha-kodesh, Likrosa, Kedemino Lakaman, Havada Kein Shel Torah Namra. Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh, and it was Kein Shel Torah, like we're going to speak in a little bit. Divrei Kabbalah is like Divrei Torah. It was said Baruch HaKodesh, Esther. Once Chazal want to add in women on a Durabanan level, that could be different than Divrei Kabbalah. That's where there's a difference. A Durabanan can't be Motzi a Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is a Durabanan that's rooted in a Pasuk in Navi. That's on a different status, a different level than a pure Durabanan. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But that's what the Turei Evan says. He can't fathom that Afin Hayu wouldn't get them to the same level as Kriya as men would. So he says women also have a mitzvah of Kriya, but the reason some Rishonim, the Bahag and others, would say that they can't be Motzi men is because they're only a Durabanan level and men have a Divrei Kabbalah level. So that's his approach to the Bahat. Kol Isha is, there are certain ways that most of them don't talk about that in this context. Might not be, yeah. I don't know if this is Shira. Yeah. Oh, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a couple of lines, the night and the day reading. What are we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Peites quotes, HaKol Chayevim B'Kriyasa, Anashim, V'Nashim, V'Gerim, V'Avadim, Shechrarin, etc. If you hear from anybody, you're Yotzei. If you hear from a Chereshot of a Katan, you're not Yotzei. And the first day in Shulchan Aruch is mashma that women can be mostly women, men. But then he quotes, women cannot be mostly men. So it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, and says the Mishnah Berurah explains that really the Minag is not to, but then he quotes, Isha Motzia es Chaverta. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that one woman to be motzi another woman, me'ikra din, that is okay. The early Achronim, though, already say that to do it berabim is something that should not be done. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Shaar HaTzion, l'nashim rabos ein ha'isha motzion. But for many women, why not? Me'ikra din, maybe it seems to be okay. The language of the earlier Achronim is zilo buhu milsa, which means it's not traditional, it's not the following the way of the women of the past hundreds of years, and therefore it should not be done. And that's what the poskim say. So we follow the poskim, we follow our tradition, and that's why it seems that Me'ikar Adin, one woman to be mostly another woman, okay, but a larger group, the poskim seem to shy away from. Okay, so that is one discussion. Oh, just one other discussion, interesting. The Ramah in Tafrei Sadik quotes, we know one should try to have a minyan for Megillah reading. One should try to have a minyan, as we're going to get to later on. Even tomorrow's stuff, I think, might allude to it. The question is, can women count for the tzibur? Not really a minyan, it's tzibur. Could a woman count for tzibur by Mikra Megillah? It's not a minyan. Obviously, a woman can't be part of a minyan. A minyan is defined as 10 Jewish males above the age of 13. Anybody outside of that cannot be counted for a minyan. But what about a tzibur? Mikra Megillah doesn't need minyan, really, but needs tzibur. So the Ramah has a suffix about it. The Yeshla's topic, the end of Tafrei Sadik, im nashim mitztarfos la'asara. Suffix, well, what's the suffix? The Mishnah Berurah explains, because this tzibur is for Persumei Nisa. And when it comes to Persumei Nisa, men and women, they're both included in Persumei Nisa. So if the Indian is Persumei Nisa, so then it could be that women can be counted for the 10. The Efshad, the Kivan, the Rak Mishim, Persumei Nisa, Sagiyaf Benashim. So he has that suffix, whether it would be okay. We'll get to later on in the Masechta, Halachos, that would apply when you need a Tzibur, when you don't need a Tzibur. Comes up also some discussions on the Gemara says that if you have to have 10 people learning, then the Shekhinah is Shoret. Elokim Nisa Badas Kel, those psukim we had at the beginning of Sechas Brachas. So what if you have men and women learning? So does that bring the Shekhinah? There are some times that there's a din of a tzibur, not a din of a minyan. A minyan, it has to be 10 male men, 10 male Jews. Mashenkin, when it comes to other halachas, like Persumei Nisa, like Hashras HaShekhinah, so then it could be, you know, men and women have equal Kedushas Yisrael, so therefore it could be that they could be included in the status of tzibur. Okay, so that is one discussion on Chayavos B'Mikra Megillah. That's the first half of the statement. Then we have the second half of the statement. Af Hein Hayu Ba'Oso Hanes. They were also included in the miracle. There is a machlokas we shown him how to understand this principle of Af Hein Hayu. Tosfos here quotes both days. Tosfos Dibur Masel Sha'af. Tosfos first quotes the Rashbam in Psachim, where the Rashbam says, what does Af Hein Hayu mean? It means that the women were at the forefront and they brought the miracle. Not just that they were included in the miracle, but it was because of them that the miracle happened. Ikir Hanes Hayal Yadon. Purim through Esther. Mitzrayim through the Nashim Sidkanios, the righteous women of that generation that kept going and had the children. And Chanukah Al Yedei Yehudis. Chanukah also had a woman as a protagonist. So that's what the Rashbam means. Af Hein Hayu means that there were women that brought the miracle. So Tosfos, Vekasha, Tosfos doesn't like that shot because the language doesn't sound that way. Af Hein Hayu means they're also included. Not Dafka, you know, they're the Iker. Af Hein Hayu is smash with ain't Tfelos. And therefore it should be Shehein Hayu, not Af Hein Hayu. So therefore, Lokein Nira Tosfos argues, it says Sha'af Hein Hayu, no, it means that they were also included in the Sakana. Just like the men were in Sakana in these times, women were in Sakana. Sha'af Hein Hayu, Besafik de la Hashbidal Harag, right, and that's what Rashi quotes as well. That is the machlokas between Rashbam and Tosfos, Rashbam and Rashi. Those are the two deists. How to understand Af Hein Hayu. Were they included in the Sakana also, or were they the Iker? The, yeah. We'll get to sukkah. Yeah. Oh, Shavinei Ba'oso Sakana, right, that would be a better Lashon. The Nase, salvation from the Sakana, you'd have to interpret that. The Sfasemes on our Gemara says, the Machlokas that we just spoke about, between the Bahag and other Rishonim, and this Machlokas are linked. The Machlokas are whether women could be Motzi men, whether women have a mitzvah of Shmi or Kriya, and this Machlokas, how to understand Af Hein Hayu, they're linked to the Sfasemes. According to Rashi in the second day of Tosfos, that Af Hein Hayu means that they're included in the Sakana like men, so they're exactly equal. Men and women were included in the Sakana. That's what Af Hein Hayu means. Therefore, it makes sense. They have the same obligation. And therefore, according to that opinion of Af Hein Hayu, so men and women have the same obligation, and women can be motzi men. But if you say that Af Hein Hayu means that, no, it was because certain women were at the forefront, but lav dafka, that all women would be equal to all men, so then it's possible that men and women would have a different level of obligation. That's what this Fasema says here, according to the Rashbam. Sirli de'inam b'neis ka'anashim, rak matana nitznu lahem, kivin sha'al yadam bahanes. Because the women were at the forefront, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them as a schar to be part of this mitzvah. But lav dafka, that they would be equal to the men. So that's what the Sfasema says. Both would be...
Fits in with the
grizz. Right, according to the grizz, it's an extra chiyav. It's a chiyav meyuchad, right, so that's why, and that's why it could be different. Could be, right, you could say the grizz separately, and you could say the Sfasema separately, but they could all work together as well. The grizz says, how do you view what Afi no you did? And Sfasema says these machloksim are linked. Two other discussions about Afein Hayu. Number one is what you saw just asked, and that is there are some other mitzvos that Rishonim ask, why isn't Afein Hayu applied there? As we mentioned, the Shas is only by Dalet Kosos, Megillah, and Neiros Chanukah. Tosfos here asks, the end of Tosfos Sha'af, what about Matzah? What about matzah? What do we say? Matzah, why are women obligated to matzah? Because they're obligated in the chametz, they're also obligated to matzah. Why don't you just say afein hayu? They were also in, they came out of Mitzrayim, right? Isn't that why we, zeichlos yitz Mitzrayim? So why don't you include them in matzah? Or other Rishonim say, what about sukkah? Why don't you say afein hayu? They were also in the Ananei HaKavod. So why don't you say afein hayu there? Rishonim asked both by sukkah and by matzah. So Tosfos here has two important deos. The end of Tosfos Sha'af. First Tosfos says, Afein Hayu only applies to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Chazal can't use Afein Hayu to make women obligated in the daraisa. Midaraisa, they're pater because of zman grama, and then you want to be mechayev them? No. If the rabbanan make up the mitzvah, they could say women are included based on Afein Hayu. So that's the first day of Tosfos. Lo mechayev elamid d'rabbanan. Number two, which is because it's the second day, it's mashma that the second day holds that Afein Hayu can work on the daraisa level. So Afein Hayu, that Rabbi Yosef is Yerushalayim, says that no, because you would have said they're potter because of the Gzeir Shavah Tesvah from Sukkot. Just like they're potter from Sukkah, you would have said they're potter from Matzah. That's why you needed a pasuk as a stronger limud in order to knock it out. Because it would have been an extra havamina to say they're potter. But either way, it seems as two deus in Tosfos, whether Afein Hayu works on a daraisa level. That is Tosfos here. Tosfos in Psachim says, what about Sukkah? Why not Afein Hayu? Why don't you bechayev women by Sukkah? So says Tosfos also, he quotes the Drabban and the Raisa Chiddush, but other Mefarshim explain that Sukkah was a nace, but Afein Hayu means that there was a specific tzara, a specific danger right now, which they were saved from. There was a salvation. Sukkah was a nace, you're right. It was a nace that Kadosh Baruch Hu put them in the Ananei HaKavod. And we're assuming that we're not looking at the Ananei HaKavod, which protected Bnei Yisrael from the snakes and the scorpions and everything else dangerous in the desert. That wasn't like an immediate sorrow with a salvation. It was a different kind of, obviously it was a nace, but it was a different kind of nace. Afein Hayu means there was a specific sorrow that Klal Yisrael was saved from. And that's where it would be applied, and that's why it's not applied by Sukkah. That is said, this approach is said by the Maharam Rutenberg in a tshuva. The Maharam writes in a tshuva, I'll read it to you. Okay. One other point in Afein Hayu, and that is some Rishonim try to use Afein Hayu by other mitzvahs. Right? We just knocked out Sukkah and we knocked out Matzah, but there is a Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah. Because of Afein Hayu Boso Hanes. We're not going to Lechem Mishnah, because they were also included in the miracle of the man. They also got the man, and therefore Afein Hayu Boso Hanes. That is what the Rabbeinu Tam says, quoted in the Mordechai, quoted in other Shitos. The Ran and the Ramban, when they quote Rabbeinu Tam, they say, what are you talking about? Women have to do Lechem Mishnah, but not because of Afein Hayu. They say, on the Brachas Dav Chaf, there's a Hekish, Yeshno b'shemira, yeshno b'zachira. Women are obligated in Kiddush, says the Gemara, because whoever's included in the Los Assays are included in the Assays. And that includes, say the Ramban, all mitzvahs of Shabbos. Not just Kiddush. It's Kiddush and Lecha Mishnah, all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, Shalosh Shudis. Okay, Havdalah is Machlokas, because that's after Shabbos, it's about Shabbos, so Machlokas is about Havdalah. But regular mitzvah Shabbos, you don't need Afein Hayu. So they argue on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam uses Afein Hayu by Lecha Mishnah, which also would be against the Shita of the Maharam that we just said, because it wasn't a specific tzara, salvation, that there was a danger that they were saved from, unless you look at daily life, because they didn't have food. So again, that's an issue. That is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. There is a fascinating shuva, though, of Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger, which is an amazing shuva to believe. He quotes, Lama lo nahagu nashim b'lecha mishnah. Why don't women do Lechem Mishnah today? Why aren't they makbir for Lechem Mishnah? Maybe, I don't know, maybe they were in the kitchen when the husbands made amotzi, they were makbir, they came back, they just took a piece. For some reason, certain women were not noheg to be makbir on Lechem Mishnah in the times of Rav Shlomo Kluger. So he writes a tshuva, so he discusses what might be the difference between the nase of the man and the nase of the other nisim, but then in a footnote there, he wrote the footnotes, in the footnote he says, you know why? Because you have this machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. Rabbeinu Tam says they're Efein Hayu, and the Ran says Koshi Yeshno. So obviously, they each argue on each other. The Ran and the Ramban obviously don't hold Efein Hayu should have... They hold that Afinah you should not apply in this case. And Rabbeinu Tam says, obviously, Kol She Yeshno Bishmir Yeshno Bezechira only includes Kiddush. So you know what? We paskin like both of them, how they reject each other, and therefore women are not obligated in Lechem Mishnah. He says, after all, one Rishon says you should not apply Afinah you. One Rishon says you should not apply Kol She Yeshno Bishmir Yeshno Bezechira. And therefore he writes, that's what they're punter. Because we paskin like both of the opinions who reject the other ones. But we don't paskin like the opinion themselves, what they hold of. Says Rav Avadi Yosef and a tshuva. That's so unbelievable. How can you do that? Everybody holds women obligated in Lechem Mishnah. The only reason is why? You're saying because they each rejected the other one's reason, they're going to be putter? So there's Rav Avadi and a tshuva. And Yechavet Das, Zalad Chafhei, says, I can't believe that. How can you say that? Everybody holds women obligated in Lechem Mishnah. Either Afinoyo or the other one. You can't say that. We hold both reasons to reject. Anyway, that is the tshuva of Halef HaShlomo in Kuf Yud Dalad. Kuf Yud Dalad, which is a tremendous, tremendous chinish. Yeah.
Mitzvah Shabbos and Mitzvah of Sukkah were given the same weight if they're given the same weight generically to you, maybe the whole nation.
Well, we know there's a Daraisa concept. The mucker of that we'll get to Ezra in Mesechus Kedushin. Mesechus Kedushin, in the chafs there, that there's a mucker in the Torah for the patur of mitzvah zeishes van groma. The women are paturos, are exempt from time-bound mitzvos. That's a Daraisa concept. Once you have that concept, so it applies to all time-bound mitzvos. And anything that's time-bound needs a mucker, why women should be by mitzvahs aseh, by positive commandments. Los aseh are obligated in all of them. It's just the aseis. So that's why we have a source why they're obligated in Kiddush, why they're obligated in the mitzvahs of certain mitzvahs of Yontif. That's we have to figure out why they would be obligated, because really the starting point would be that they would be put. Okay, let's continue. So today's Omid Aleph is probably one of the most, as you could tell already, is this heavy duty stuff on here on Dalar and Aleph. Not too many Amudim in Mesechus Megillah have as much on this Amud Aleph. Okay, so we had a discussion of women's obligation to Mikra Megillah, Afinai Boso Anes. Now we go weiter. Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Purim Shechal Dios B'Shabbos, Sholin V'Dorshin B'Inyanu Shal Yom. A Purim that falls out on Shabbos, when Yud Dalid falls out on Shabbos, so then we're Sholin V'Dorshin B'Inyanu Shal Yom. One should give a shear and be Osek in the Inyanu Shal Yom, Osek in Dine Purim, or Inyanim of Purim, on that day. Tosfos here, the little Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Purim, Tosfos quotes, this is specifically when Purim falls out on Shabbos. There's more of a reason to do this. Why? Because you're not leading the Megillah. So you got to do something today to remember that it's Purim, and therefore, Dafka Purim, Dafka B'Shabbos. L'vishin Karim Megillah B'Shem, Zira the Rabbah, as we'll get to B'Shem tomorrow. Aval B'chol, Ein Sarach, Shari Karim Megillah. But you don't have to give a drasha, you don't have to shear on in Yoni Purim on Purim afternoon on a Tuesday, because you're laying the Megillah. That's enough of Osek in Yano Shel Yom. Shalom Adar Ben Yano Shel Yom. By Arya Purim, Afil Yantif Nami, why is this halakha said by Purim, even Yantif this should apply? Ditanya, Moshe Tikin Lohem Lisrael, we're going to have later on the last daf in Mesechus Megillah. Moshe was Mesaki, Shishalom Adar Shem Yano Shel Yom, Hilchas Pasach B'Pasach, Hilchas Atzeres B'Atzeres, thank you, Hilchas Chag B'Chag. Right, so what do you mean? Moshe says it by every Yantif that you have to give a drasha in Yano Shel Yom on that Yantif. So why Dafka is Purim said here? Says the Gemara, answer Purim Mitzricha Leino, the Chiddush is Purim. Why? Mahu de Tema Nigzor Mishum de Rabba Kamash Mala. No, you might say Gzera de Rabba. Gzera de Rabba? What kind of Gzera de Rabba? We're going to have it. It's on the bottom of Amud Beis today, but we're going to do it tomorrow. Gzera de Rabba, Shema Yaviranu. Rabba is the one that says you can't blow shofar, you can't shake a lulav on Shabbos, because you might come to carry the shofar, the lulav, etc. So you might have said that here too, if you give a drasha. If you give a drasha, what are you going to come to carry? Look at Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua says, this is why Rashi says what he says. Look at Rashi. On Rashi, Shoal and Vidarshan. Rashi says, Ma amidan turgamon lufnei hachacham. You give a drasha, you put a turgamon, you give a, right, somebody who's going to announce, Lidrosh igeres purim barabim. Igeres purim. Rashi is saying that we're talking about here, a cloth. You're going to darshan the Megillah. You're going to take out the Megillah and you're going to darshan it. You're going to look inside the drushes. That's what it means. Because you might come to carry, right? Svarim. You're not going to come to carry. You can have it in the shul. But that's why Dafka Rashi says that, because it's a hava meaning here of Gzeirah D'Rabbah. Look at Gzeirah D'Rabbah is here if you're going to give a drusha. So therefore he says, that's why Rashi says that, Igeres, Kamash Malan, we are not Gozer. Period. The discussion of the Rishonim on this line of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. No, they're all Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He's very popular at the beginning of Masechet Megillah. This line is, how does this halacha of Shol and Vedershim Be'yan Shel Yom fit in with another Gemara that we know of in Psachim and elsewhere of Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag? Do we have a chiyuv to learn 30 days before the Yontif? Or do we have a chiyuv to learn on the Yontif itself? Two different Gemaras. So the Beis Yosef asked this question. Beis Yosef, the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, and there are a number of answers given by the Mefarshim. Some say the difference is Pesach versus the other Yom Tovim. Maybe only Pesach 30 days before. There's so much by Pesach, there's chametz and matzah and kashering. Pesach versus the other Yom Tovim. That's one suggestion of the Beis Yosef. The Gra says maybe it's Pesach and Sukkot versus Shavuos. Maybe Shavuos is the only one that, maybe Sukkot also has 30 days beforehand, but not the other Yom Tovim. Again, in the Gemara, they're all said about the Inyono Shel Yom Bayom. The Shloshim Yom Lefnei is not always Mefurish. So one answer is Pesach versus everything else. One answer is Pesach and Sukkot versus the others. Another one is maybe the difference between Halacha and Agada. Can't learn Hilchas Pesach on Pesach. It's too late. So some suggest 30 days before, that's when you have to learn Halacha. Masha Einkein, on the Yontif itself, that's when you have Agada, that's when you have drushas and the messages, which might fit in, I'm just adding, to the Igeres point here. Because Dafka Darshan the Igeres, because that has to do with Agada. There is a Ran, which is Delokip Shuto, and many other Rishonim argue on this Ran. The Ran says, maybe the real Chiyuv is that day, of the Yontif itself. Shloshim Yom Lefnechein, that's just regarding, if two people come to you with a question, one about the Yontif and one about something else, answer the one about the Yontif first. Shoel Ke'inyin. You gotta answer the more time-related question first. So maybe that's where the Ran very much limits the halacha of 30 days beforehand. But that's how some Rishonim and Achronim answer up the difference between 30 days before versus the day of. Right, it says Hilchas, right here it says Hilchas, even though according to our pshat we're saying don't take that literally. But what halachas of Shavuot? Hilchas Yontif, right, the generic Yontif. Right, it's a little difficult to fit in that pshat. Okay, Viter, third one. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi.
Take out the spoon.
Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chayev Adam Likros as a Megillah, Balayla Vashalosa Bayom. Chayev to read the Megillah by night and to repeat it by day. Shneamar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, keep that in mind. Elokai, ekra yomam v'losane v'layla v'lodumi yali. I'll call to you by day, and you won't answer me. V'layla v'lodumi yali, and there won't be silence to me. Once I call a second time, I'll be answered. Savar mino lemikra b'lelya lemisla b'mastisa d'idei b'yamama. His talmidim thought, Yeshua ben Levi thought that what did he mean from the word lishnosa? The word shinun, vishinantam, they thought he meant to read the Megillah at night, just to learn about it the next day. Not to read it. Amalu Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, l'didim yirfishli minei d'rabchi bar Abba, no, it was explained to me. Kagon da'amri inshi, what does lishnosa mean? Like people say, e'evar parshas adav asne, it means, I'll read it and I'll repeat it. That's what it means, meaning read the Megillah. Amazing havamina. The havamina was that he meant to learn about the Megillah in the morning, not to read the Megillah in the morning. Let's continue first. Imar nami arba bichelba amar ula b'yira. Chayiv adam likros as a Megillah b'alayel v'lishnos b'yom. But he's obligated to read the Megillah by night and to repeat it by day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim in Mizbar Shir. L'mani z'mecha chavod v'lidom Hashem alokai li'olam odeka. I will not stop praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So first let's start off with one Dvar Drash. Rav Soloveitchik writes that it's interesting you have two different psukim to teach you that you have to read the Megillah twice. One pasuk of I call out to Hashem and He doesn't answer me. Another pasuk about Lamani Zemecha Chavod, Hashem Alakai Liolam Odeka. Writes Rav Soloveitchik in a number of places. This one is from one of the Noros Haravs. He writes that the Megillah is both a tefillah and a hallel at the same time. And that's why you have two different psukim, because they're two different aspects of the Megillah. The Megillah contains two stories, not just one story. It expresses the story of human happiness and fulfillment, as well as the story of human misery, distress, loneliness, and hopelessness. The reading of a Megillah is a dialectical performance. We pray to God through the reading of the Megillah because we are in distress. At the same time, we thank God through the reading of the Megillah by relating His wonders, for we have found refuge in Him. He has saved us. The Megillah has both. They say Reb Levi Yitzchak used to be crying throughout the whole Megillah. First couple of prakim, he was crying mitoch tzara. He was in Shushan. He was mamish there. He was sakva efer on him. He was crying. By the end of Megillah, he was crying tears of simcha. He was so happy. He was in Shushan. The gzera was just lifted. He was mamish there. That's Reb Levi Yitzchak. That's Megillah. Two different psukim. One about crying. One about praising. That is the two krios of the Megillah. Tosfos already notes. Bottom Tosfos. We had a shiur on this a couple of years ago. Tosfos says that the Iker reading of the Megillah is the daytime reading. The daytime reading is the Iker. That's when there's Iker Pesumei Nisa. That's when the other mitzvahs apply. The Seuda, Mishloach Manos. That all is only during the day. So just like the other mitzvahs are by day, so too the bottom Tosfos says the Iker reading is by day. And that's why Tosfos says, even though we say a Shechiyanu at night, according to Ashkenazic Minug, even though we say Shechiyanu at night, but you repeat the Shechiyanu by day. Ah, you did the mitzvah already. You don't say Shechiyanu the second time you shake a lulav. You don't say Shechiyanu. So why do you say Shechiyanu again? Because that's the Iker. Nighttime, you have to say Shechiyanu because that's the first time you do the mitzvah. So you got to say Shechiyanu then. But really, the Iker is by daytime. We say you should also have the other mitzvahs in mind. That's what we announce. You should have the other mitzvahs in mind. Why? Because the Rambam says there's no Shechiyanu by day. But Tosfos says that the Iker reading is by day, and that's why you say Shechiyanu, but that is in Lamnis. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. What does it mean the Iker reading is by day? There is a very big chiddush suggested by the Binyan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Mivilna, in a tshuva, in Simin Nun Ches, where he suggests that the takana of reading at night, Rav Shua ben Levi, was a later takana. It wasn't Bismana Mishnah. For the first couple hundred years, in Purim, the takana of Purim was only to lain by day. Look throughout Mishnayos, says the Binyan Shlomo. The reading of the night is not there. Kol Hayom Kasha L'Kriyas HaMegillah, later on. It puts it in that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, anything you can do by night, you can do all night. Anything you can do by day, you can do all day. So it has it listed by the daytime reading. So says the Binyan Shlomo, he doesn't think it was around. And that's why, and we alluded to this on Daf Beis, the towns that read earlier, the Yemei HaKnisa, did they read at night? The Ran says they didn't read at night. It's not discussed in the Mishnah. The Ran says there was a kula that, because they were makdim only by day, they didn't have to read at night. Says the Binyan Shlomo, no, it was no kula. Originally, Bizman and Mishnah, there was no reading at night. And he has other eyes to this. This is what he suggests. The Achronim, Rav Tzvi Pesach, writes in a tshuva and Simon Kuf Chaf, this is very hard to believe. The first couple hundred years, there was no reading of a Megillah at night. And then all of a sudden, at some point, which we don't know when, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, but now we read at night? Very difficult to accept that. It's a historical machlokas. But that is the opinion of the Binyan Shlomo, rejected by most Achronim. What many Achronim do, though, say is maybe there's a different level of reading between the night reading and the day reading. Most Rishonim say that the daytime reading is Iker, but not just Iker. The Noda B'Yehuda in the Tshuva and the Turi Evan right here says the nighttime reading is Durabanan, while the daytime reading is Divrei Kabbalah. As we just mentioned before, the daytime reading is the one that's alluded to. V'hayyamim ha'elin is karm benasim. The daytime reading is mentioned in the Megillah. That has the status of divrei Kabbalah, a derabanan that's rooted in Navi. Masha'enki, the nighttime reading is only a derabanan, and there are nafkaminas that would apply whether it's a derabanan or divrei Kabbalah. Just to mention a few, kedakatan. Let's say katan's bar mitzvah on Purim. So could he lay in the Megillah for everybody? Because then there are Megillah. So the halacha is divrei Kabbalah we treat like a daraisa. So, could a cotton lay in the Megillah? I'm sorry, not the Megillah. Let me backtrack. Yeah, could a cotton lay in the Megillah? Yeah, Nachinami. So, the halacha is, we rely on, by a cotton who's 13 years old, there's something called Chazaka Darabah. We generally don't check for a simanim today. We don't check if he is physically mature. But by Darabanans, we rely, you know, we rely, that's Kriyas HaTorah. He can lane, because laning is a mitzvah Darabanan. So, cotton can lane for us. But Dauraisis, we don't rely on Chazaka Darabah. We have to know for sure that that a katan has reached gadlus, both in years and maturity. And that's why this year we have a bar mitzvah in the shul Pasha Zachar, so a gadol is leading Pasha Zachar, not the bar mitzvah boy. Why? Because we don't rely on Chazaka d'Rabbi. Okay, there's some poskim I spoke to that said, oh, we check. My poskim said that one day that we don't check Bizman Hazeh, and you don't rely on Chazaka d'Rabbi d'Araisis. So here too, if you say that the nighttime is d'Rabbanan and the daytime is d'Rabbi Kabbalah, so it could be the katan can lane at night and can't lane by day, because d'Rabbi Kabbalah we treat like a d'Araisa. Or, let's say, the second afkamina, suffik. What if you don't remember if you lay in the Megillah? Or you don't remember if you a Yotze. Let's say you don't realize. Let's say you missed some words, so you're not sure if you heard the Megillah. So again, Drabanan, at nighttime, you might be more Mekel, because Savi Drabanan Lakula. But Shein came during the daytime, Divrei Kabbalah, we might be more Machmir. One other one, the Notabi Yehuda had this tshuva. Remember, Purim is on Yudalid, so the Notabi Yehuda had a tshuva where they were all sitting, laying the Megillah, and they were in the middle of it, and all of a sudden somebody comes to the Notabi Yehuda's shtender and says, no, pointing to the window. And they look out the window, they see a gorgeous Levana. It had been cloudy for 2 weeks straight, and they hadn't done Kiddush Levana yet, and it was the last night, and they weren't sure in an hour from now the moon would get covered again, and therefore they would have to. So that was the Shaila. So do you stop Megillah reading to go do Kiddush Levana or not? Do you say Tadir Sheino Tadir? Kiddush Levana is more Tadir. Do you say Pursume Nisa? He has a whole tshuva about this in the first Chelik of the Noda Behuda. So he says, you know what? Because it's only Durabanan, it's not like Divrei Kabbalah, like the daytime, so go out and do Kiddush Levana. And then come back and reading. And because it's at Tzibur, if it was just one person, I would tell him to finish the Megillah. But because it's at Tzibur, and right, we're Makal Pere Shechina by Kiddush Levana, therefore he says it's only Durabanan, and therefore you can be Mafsik and go out. Yeah.
I was thinking about that story yesterday. Yesterday we said
Mavatal Tamatora,
everything Mavatal.
It could be because this takes 10 seconds. Could be because this doesn't take so long. I don't think you have to say all the Shir Malises and the Shalom Aleichems. I think just the Bracha. Just the bracha at least. So I think that might be, because you're right, Mavatzlin, but this is a mitzvah overis. This is a mitzvah. You're right, that day in the Ritva yesterday, that even if you don't get to do the Avodah. Okay. But the Pashas, we don't, most Rishonim don't hold of that, that one. Okay. So that is a chilek of many, of the Turi Evan and the Nodabi Yehuda both hold, Divrei Kabbalah versus Drabanans. Yom HaKnisa, right. They definitely don't read at night. The question is, you know, is it because they had a special exemption or because it didn't exist? And one other shita, and that is the Netziv. The Netziv here says, what's the purpose of the... Oh, I have to get back to your question in a second. What's the purpose of the... Why is the daytime reading Iker? Says the Netziv here, because the second time, you're already learning it. The first time you hear the Megillah, you're getting back into the story, we're remembering everything that happened. The second time is more important, because you are learning it, and you have a deeper understanding once you've heard it one time. And that's how the Netziv explains. That's the Havamina. They thought, read it at night and learn it by day. Learn it by day, yeah! Because that's the whole point of the second laning, of learning it and having a deeper understanding of it, of Lishnosa Bayom. And that's why the other Rishonim... I don't have so much time more to discuss this, but if you look in the Hakdama of the Emes Liakov, of Yaakov Kamenetsky, he says a very similar idea by Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum. Why do we have to do Shnayim Mikra? Do Echad Mikra. What's two Mikra? Right, we have to Maver Sedra twice every week, just do it once. No, it says Rabbi Yaakov, the first time is to say it. It's a mitzvah of Kriya. The second one is a mitzvah of Limud, because you have a deeper understanding the second time. And that's why he suggests even you should run through the Parsha once first. Run through the whole parsha, and then, because then, if you just do pasuk, if you just do two in a row, that's kind of you don't have time in between to think about it. Do the whole parsha, and then to go back and do it pasuk kunkulis, pasuk rashi, whatever one's been against. Again, there are different minhagim. He acknowledges how to do it, but that's what he says. Also, again, like the Nesiv says here, because the second time is a mitzvah of limud. Yeah, Alex. According to the two, if you two the two psukim together, al derech drash, we put them together of two ideas. You're right. According to, well, both psukim are referring to both readings.
And the same.
Right. From the Gemara, you don't get any impression that they're different. That's true. What tips you off a little bit is the Havamina that the Talmidim were going to learn instead of read the Megillah. That's somewhat strange. Why would they have a Havamina to read, to learn instead? So again, that already tips us off that there's something deeper going on here. But the way that Mefarshim, the Rishonim already understand it, is that the daytime reading is the Iker. It's interesting because usually the Minhag HaOlam must be more mocked by the nighttime reading. That's when everybody's into it. That's when everybody's focusing. The daytime, people are rushing around. They go to an early minyan. They're rushing, right? But really, the daytime reading is the Iker. We have to be very careful to make sure that we take both readings seriously. Okay, let's continue. Okay, if we have time at the end, as we always say, we will come back and talk more about these in Yanim. Okay, two dots. Elisha Kvar Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that the villagers get to read earlier. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Chachamim Hikilu Al HaKvarim Liyos Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. Chachamim were easy on the villagers to allow them to come to earlier, to be Makdim to the Monday or Thursday preceding Purim. Kadesha Yisabku Mayim Umazon La'achem Shebekrachim. So that they could read today. They could read on the earlier days, so on the day that Purim came, they would be available to help supply the krachin with food and water. We mentioned, I think, on that base, there is a machlokas where they did this only on Purim or every day. But assuming they did this always, so they didn't wonder, a lot of people are going to be osek in the mitzvah of Purim, so the Tovas HaKlau, Chazal allowed a certain portion of the Klau to read the Megillah a little earlier. L'meimra, the Takata Tekrachinave, is this to tell me that the reason that the Kfarim, the villagers, are allowed to read earlier is so that the Krachin have a better situation, that they don't have to get their own water, v'hatnan, so then we should always make it earlier. Why did we learn in our Mishnah, Chalios B'Sheni, when Purim falls out, when Yudal falls out on Monday, then the Kfarim do it that day? Kfarim v'ayoros kudolos korin bo'bayom. V'yem Isa, if it's true that the whole Takana was for the good of the big cities, liktim liyom haknisa, so that even when Yudal falls out on Monday, send them back to the previous Thursday, because you want to be able to have Purim have them available. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Havalu asar v'asar lo tekin rabbanan. Remember, we learned that the base of an aleph. You need a makar. You need a makar for how early you could go. You don't have a makar for going on the 10th of Adar. All you have is 11th and further. Tashma, another try. Chalios b'chamishi. When Purim falls out on Thursday, kfarim b'ayaret kudolos korim b'bayom. When Yudal falls out on Thursday, so then again, the villagers read it that day as well. V'im Isa, but if it's true that the whole takana is for the good of the bigger cities, so liktim liyom haknisa da'achanasarhu. So then push the villagers back to the Monday, which would be okay, because that would be the 11th, and the 11th would know you can read the Megillah. So why don't you make him go earlier? Answers the Gemara, no. Yom HaKnisa, Yom HaKnisa, Lo Dachinan. Once you're on one Yom HaKnisa, we don't push back to another one. The Meiri says, if you do it once, people are going to think you can do it twice, and they might do it on the 10th, and therefore we don't go back to the earliest Yom HaKnisa, the first, the previous Yom HaKnisa, and that's it. Period. Tashma, another kasha on this statement. Again, the statement that the villagers are allowed to go earlier for the good of the bigger cities. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, the next Mishnah. Emasai, Ben Malkam, Shadachas, Abashidi, Vechamishi. When do we say that they could do it earlier on a day when the Mondays and Thursdays people get together? But in a time when Mondays and Thursdays the Batik Dinim don't sit, Ein Karno Sa'el Abizmana. Then no, they have to read it on Purim proper. But if we say that the whole purpose of this takana was to help out the big cities, you want to help out the big cities. So why does it matter that the villagers, whether they gather or not on Mondays and Thursdays? You want to help out the big cities, so allow them to do it earlier, always. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. Let's modify the statement that we said before. Lo tema kadishi yisabku mayinu mazon. No, it's not, the takana wasn't dafka for the big cities in order to give them water and food and make them available. Ela ema mipnei shemisabku mayinu mazon lachem shebekrachim. As Rashi learns, no, it's just a reward because they always support and supply the bigger cities with food and water, so then we kind of give them like a schar, we say, okay, so you can, are allowed to read the Megillah earlier. But if they're not going to be supplying because there's no more Sheni or Chamishi, then they don't allow it earlier. So that totally for the good of the Krachin, but it also has something to do with the Kfarim themselves. Period. Why in the Mishnah does it start out the first line talking about dates of the month? You can read it on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, in that order. And then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Ketzad, how? And when it explains it, it gives examples, it doesn't go in the order of 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. It goes, 11th is the last example given. It goes 14th, 13th, 12th, it goes backwards. It goes by days of the week. First it goes by days of the month, and then it goes by days of the week. If Purim falls out on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So why do you switch? Says the Gemara, I did the mishafchi, lay, not consider the Yome, because it's easier to understand. If you have 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and then you say the biggest chiddush, you say when Purim falls out on Sunday, you go back to Thursday, it'll be confusing. The way the Mishnah says it is the most clear, concise, straight fashion, and that's why the Mishnah switched from days of the month to days of the week. Chalios be'erev Shabbos v'chulu. So if you remember back in the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? If Yud Dalet falls out, this is the case we're about to talk about. If Yud Dalet falls out on Friday, so then what happens? If Yud Dalet falls out on Friday, then the villagers go back to Thursday. The big cities read, and the Krachin read that day, because you can't read tomorrow, you can't read on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Masni Mani, who is the opinion of our Mishnah? E Rebbe Yossi. It's either Rebbe or Rebbe Yossi. This is nice, because usually the Gemara says, it's not like any of the following opinions. Now the Gemara says, it's like both. We have two choices, like both of these opinions. Rebbe or Rebbe Yossi. My Rebbe, which Rebbe? The Tanya, the Braisa says. Chal yos be'erev Shabbos. We have an opinion if it falls out on Erev Shabbos, if Yud Aleph falls out on Friday. Kvarim ba'ayoras gedolos makdim liyom haknisa. So then, look, the ayoras gedolos are pushed to Thursday. That's against our Mishnah. They find the villagers go to the previous day, but according to the Tanakhama here, the ayoras gedolos are moved from Friday to Thursday. Umukaf and choma karen bo'bayom. And the mukafos choma go and read it on Friday. Rebbe Omer, no, Rebbe Yosef says, Omer Ani, as we pointed out many times, the only Tana in Shas, where Rebbe always says Omer Ani, at the end maybe we'll review why he says that, Lo Yidchu Ayaros Memkoman, Rebbe says, no, the big cities, Purim fell out on Friday, don't push them off, they can read that day, what are you pushing them off for? Ela Eluv Elukaron Bo Bayom, the big cities and the Krachan can read on Thursday, on Friday. My time, so what are the reasons? So therefore, our Mishnah is like Rebbe, because Rebbe here says that the Ayoras Gedolos, that when Purim falls out on Friday, read on Friday, like our Mishnah. My time is the Tanakhama. Why does the Tanakhama say that when Purim falls out on Friday, even the big cities are pushed to Thursday? The Chsib, B'chal Shana V'Shana, because you compare every year to this year. My Chal Shana V'Shana, Ayoras Kodemus L'Mukafin, just like every year, the big cities read it before the walled cities. Afkana Ayoras Kodemus L'Mukafin. So to now, we want to get the big cities reading it the day before the walled cities. So usually, it's not a problem, but here it is because it's Friday. So you push them off to the day earlier. The Yema b'Chol Shana v'Shana. Why didn't the Tanakhama have a different limud? Ma Chol Shana v'Shana ain't idach and Ayoras b'Mkoman. Just like every year, the big cities are never pushed aside to a different day. Afkan lo yitchu Ayoras b'Mkoman. So to here, you shouldn't push them aside. Answers the Tanakhama. Shani hachid lo efshar. Here you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. You need to have the Ayoras before the Mukafin. That's all the Tanakhama. For Rebbe, what about Rebbe? So we're going to have the same as that Gemara, just the opposite. For Rebbe, my time, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Why? Because Rebbe says, in every year, Ma'chol Shana V'Shana, and Eretz Yidach M'Mkoman, Afkan Lo Yidach Aryas M'Mkoman. Rebbe says, just like every year, the big cities are not moved, so to this year, the big cities should not be moved. V'yema B'chol Shana V'Shana, why doesn't Rebbe say the other Svara? Ma'chol Shana V'Shana, Ayoras Kodos L'Mukafin, Afkan Nami Ayoras Kodos L'Mukafin. Just like every year, the big cities come the day before the walled cities, so too here. So why doesn't Rebbe move it to Thursday? Shani Alkadu Lo'efsha, no, it's impossible. So what did the Gemara just do? There are two Svaras. One Svara is, the big cities always have to be the day before the walled cities. The other Svara is, the big cities don't move in regular years. So one of the opinions holds of one Svara, one holds of the other Svara, and they reject the other one because it's impossible. So what's the machlokas about? So what does it mean, lo efshar? Says the Chazam Sofer. What are they arguing about then? Says the Chazam Sofer, it must be, what was the Iker Takana Chilik of having different days for the 14th and the 15th? According to the Rebbe, who says that the Iker is to keep the big cities on that day, because he holds the Iker is the open cities which were in great danger. A walled city, they were kind of protected. So the Iker was the Prazim. That was the Iker Takana. That's why you don't want to move the Prazim. You don't want to move the open cities. Mashenk in the Tanakhama says the Iker was Lachlo Kabbalah Eretz Yisrael. Like the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi says you want to give Kavod to the Mukafas Choma from the most of Yeshua Ben Nun. So that's why the Iker is the walled cities, to have them on a unique separate day. That's why you want them always as the day after the big city. So the Chassam Sofer says, even though this Gemara seems to be going in circles, but still there is a Svara behind these two opinions. Now we're going to have a very similar Gemara within a different sheet, the My Rabbi Yossi. So we said Rebbe is like our Mishnah. So we say Rabbi Yossi, there's a Rabbi Yossi out there that's also like our Mishnah. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Chaliyos be'erev Shabbos, Mukafen v'kfarim, Makdim liyom haknisa, Vayor kolos koron bo'bayom. Same Tanakhama. If it falls out on Friday, almost the same Tanakhama. Falls out on Friday, look what it says. The Mukafin go to Thursday. The Mukafin, which are supposed to read it on Shabbos, they have to be pushed. So they jump over Friday, and they go to Thursday. So now you have the villagers and the walled cities reading it on Friday, while the big cities are reading on Thursday, and the big cities are reading it on Friday. Rebbe Yossi Omer, no. Rebbe Yossi is like our Mishnah. Ein Mukafin Kodman LaYaros. You can have the walled cities reading it before the big cities. Ela Elav Elikar and Babayom. No. The walled cities are pushed one day, and they read it that Friday. My time is the Tanakhama. Does the Tanakhama say that the walled cities are going to leapfrog from Shabbos to Thursday, and they're going to read it before the big cities? Dichsib b'chol shana v'shana. Because like every year. Michael shana v'shana yaros barbos, zman shazel, zman shazel. Just like every year, big cities and walled cities read it on different days. Afkana yaros barbos, zman shazel, zman shazel. So to this year, the big cities and the walled cities read it on different days, even though it's in the opposite order this year. V'yema b'chol shana v'shana. Why doesn't he say the other svara? Michael shana v'shana emukav and kodem layaros. Just like every year, walled cities do not read it before big cities. Afkan emukav and kodem layaros. Why doesn't he say that svara? Shani yachad lo efshar. No, it's impossible. Same thing. two svaras, and he says, no, I only say one svara. My time at Rabbi Yossi. What about the other opinion, like our Mishnah, because Shana Vishana, just like every year. Makal Shana Vishana ain't mukavin kodan la yaros. Afkan ain't mukavin kodan la yaros. Just like every year, big cities go before walled cities. So to here, you can't have the walled cities leapfrog and go on Thursday with the big cities going on Friday. Why doesn't he hold up the other svara? Just like every year, you have different days for the big cities and the walled cities. So to this year, why not? Period. So again, you have two svaras. Which one wins? Do you say the svara wins of the big cities and the walled cities have to be on different days? Or do you say the svara wins that the big cities have to be before the walled cities? So those are two svaras. One town holds up one svara, one holds up the other svara. Three more lines. One second. Rebbe says, what did Rebbe say? That if the big cities, if Purim falls out on Friday, then the big cities lane that day, on Friday. Rebbe says you don't push the big cities. What about the following case? Vahatanya, the Brisa says, Chalias Bishabbos. Let's say Yudalot falls out on Shabbos itself. What's the halacha? Kfarim makdim liyom haknisa. Kfarim, the villages go to Thursday. Vayaros gadolos karim be'erev Shabbos. And the big cities read it on Friday. Umukavos chama lamachar. And the mukavos chama to read it the next day on Sunday, which is Tesvav. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, no. Omer ani, ho v'nitzcha yaros bim kom v'nitzcha liyom haknisa. Once the big cities are being moved from Shabbos, you push them to Thursday. So ask the Gemara, why is it that when Purim falls out on Friday, the walled cities read that day? When Purim falls out on Shabbos, they're pushed to Thursday. Why don't you push them to Thursday even when it falls out on Friday? Says Gemara, no, you can't compare the cases. Haki hashta. Hasam, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, zmanam Shabbosi. Hov v'nitzchu yitzchu. Once you're going to push them off of their proper day, then you can push them to a more popular date, to Thursday. So when it's supposed to fall out on Shabbos, you push them to Thursday. But hachas manam erev Shabbos. But here, if it's supposed to fall out on Friday, is the day of their Purim. So you want them to read it on Friday, because that is their Purim. Period. Two more lines. Who is who is this following opinion holding like? When Purim falls out on Shabbos, everybody gets pushed to the earlier Thursday. Everybody? What do you mean? Mukavin read it on the following day. You don't have to push them. So Gemara says, you're right. It means anybody who is being pushed gets pushed to Thursday. Come on, who is that like, that when you push somebody off from a Shabbos, you push them to Thursday and not just to the previous day, Friday? Ki Rebbe. That's following the Shita of Rebbe, who says that when Purim falls out on Friday, you don't push him. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, you push him all the way back to the previous Thursday. Period. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we start off with Gzeira Derabba. I mentioned that tomorrow, Beth Shem, I'm giving, but tomorrow night I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, so Menachem will give the rest of the week. Okay.